This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on election night, on game day. In fact, I have a couple updates for you already about that. In fact, we don't have to wait. As a journalist, it's my job to bring you the news.
It's Journalist Jesse.
I'm not playing the whole thing. Indiana and Kentucky have just been called already for Donald Trump. Vermont has already been called for Dome. None of those three results are shocking in any way. None of those are really needle movers. I just told you I would give you the results as we get them. We got them, and there they are. There's also some good news that sounds like bad news out of Milwaukee. So Milwaukee announced that they're not really going to announce anything as far as ballot goes until tomorrow morning. This is all happening in real time. I'm just giving you the real time updates. What happened there? Well, I know you're already mad. Just calm down for a second. Here's what happened. Whether they tried to pull something illegal or just dumb and inefficient, again, we're never going to know in each and every individual case. They tried to let a bunch of ballots through that shouldn't go through. The RNC, I can't believe how often I've had to give the RNC credit recently. The RNC was all over it, caught it, put the brakes on it, and now they're going to have to go back and recount a bunch of things they already counted. So I know you're frustrated with that kind of stuff. So am I. It should not work that way in a free country. You should not have to wait days and days for election results. It doesn't work that way in a whole lot less sophisticated places in our country. I know you're frustrated. I'm frustrated. But another thing I'm hearing on the good news front is the RNC, the Republicans, the Trump campaign too, are more lawyered up and ready for the nefarious things Democrats pull in elections. They're more lawyered up and ready than we have ever been. Last two elections, we were caught completely flat-footed. It's honestly embarrassing how badly we were caught flat-footed, how unprepared we were. No more. This election, they are catching things. They're stopping things. So be hopeful until it's time to not be hopeful. Look, I'm going to be here live all 3 hours tonight. And then as soon as I'm off the air for radio, I'm getting on the air for TV to do another hour and a half as the results come in. So if you want to watch that, remember, it's on The First TV. The First TV is where it is. You can find it online. It's on your phone. There's an app. It's on DirecTV, Pluto, and Roku, and all a million. It's easy to find The First TV, but you can go watch me. I'll be live as election results come in there, and we're going to walk through this whole thing together. Now, back to this man. Are we going to call the guy a man? We mocked him a little bit, mocked his testosterone, but I'm gonna play this for you again. And I just want you to brew on this when you're saying things like, well, we all need to learn how to get along.
Who did you vote for today?
I voted for Kamala Harris.
Why is that?
I have three daughters, four children overall, and women's rights is pretty important to them. and my daughters. Sorry, I'm getting a little emotional about that. I didn't think that I was going to do that, but, you know, just their bodies, their choice type of a mentality. You know, I want them to grow up in a world that's welcoming to everybody. So, yeah, that's why I cast my vote today.
I am a father of two sons, as you know, James and Luke. They are everything to me. You know how much I love my little buddies. And I know this probably sounds weird, or maybe it doesn't. I'm already looking forward to having grandkids. I'm 43, and boys, please don't have any babies yet. They're only 15 and 16, I think. What is 14 and 16? I don't remember. Anyway, they're teenage boys. But I'm going to be at every T-ball game. I'm going to spend so much time fishing with my grandsons or granddaughters, whatever they are. I'm going to be at every stupid choir thing. I'm going to be at everything. I can't wait to be a grandpa. I have loved being a dad more than I ever even thought I would, and I thought I would love it, and I can't wait to be a grandpa. I don't know how to relate to a man who votes for Kamala Harris so his daughters will be able to abort their babies one day. Who votes Democrat so his daughters can kill his grandchildren. And this comes back to something I've talked about before, about not allowing my sons to vote or to date Democrats. They're not allowed. Now, obviously, when they grow up and move away, they'll end up, they can do what they want, but don't bring, one is not welcome in my home. You are not to marry one. Because I want you to think about that guy's daughters. It's not their fault, obviously. They have a weak, evil demon as a father. But what are those girls going to turn out like? Daddy's example? Think about the conversations they have about right from wrong, politics, culture. Think about what these girls are learning from their father.
Who did you vote for today?
I voted for Kamala Harris.
Why is that?
I have three daughters, four children overall, and women's rights is pretty important to them and my daughters. Sorry, I'm getting a little emotional about that. I didn't think that I was going to do that, but, you know, just their bodies, their choice type of a mentality. You know, I want them to grow up in a world that's welcoming to everybody. So, yeah, that's why I cast my vote today.
How pathetic. And that actually brings me to this email. Hey, Jesse. I respect where pro-lifers are coming from, but it's an objective fact that the majority of the country supports abortion, especially in swing states. So if Trump loses, we can directly point to abortion / women causing it. It's not acceptable to whine that it was stolen or about cheating when we know why Trump lost. No one forces Republicans to take this unpopular stance. You choose to do it, so if you want to die on the hill, do it with honor. No idea what you're discussing at all. And in fact, everything you just said, you know, this is what people do in politics. People do this whenever there's a loss, whenever they lose. I don't think Trump is going to lose tonight. I think it's going to be a huge win. But whenever there's a loss, people will take the ones they dislike and blame them every single time. It was this group. It was that group. It was this group. It was that group. And what you just said is incredibly dumb. I won't even get to the morality of it. It's incredibly dumb. Republicans shouldn't take a pro-life stance, and if Trump loses, it's because of that. Trump didn't take a pro-life stance. The Republicans eliminated pro-life language from its platform for the first time in my lifetime. Donald Trump's own wife published a pro-abortion book last month. Donald Trump couldn't possibly have given Democrats any more on the issue than he already gave them, and here you are blaming pro-lifers if there's a loss. That's not the position Trump took at all. But it shows you how people think about politics. You take a group you dislike, and whenever there's a loss, you say, look, it's their fault. It's how people do it every single time. When there's a win in politics, like tonight, if Donald Trump ends up having this huge win, people will all own it, even people who didn't do anything. People who didn't do anything but complain online, They will say, yeah, we did it. I knew we could do it. I was a huge part of it. What's that great JFK saying? And I think he stole it from someone else. Victory has 1,000 fathers, but defeat is an orphan. You wait. If Trump wins tonight, every Tom, Dick, and Harry who didn't lift a finger tomorrow will be claiming, will be taking credit for it. And if Trump loses tonight or in the coming days, if Trump loses, it'll be just like this guy. People will find a group they're angry at that they already dislike and say, look, it's their fault. Donald Trump ran away from the life issue in order to win this election. So if he loses this election, there's no blaming pro-lifers. Democrats are just going to lie about it anyway, which they did. Doesn't matter what position you take on the issue. They're going to lie to women about it, and a bunch of brain-dead single women on anti-anxiety meds are going to believe them. So you can take a stance, be pro-life, be not pro-life. It's your business. I'm not telling you one way or the other, but don't blame pro-lifers. I'll tell you that much. All right. Let's do a couple more emails, some other things. Hang on.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday, reminding you, you can email the show, Don't call the phone number to email the show. You can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We'll also be checking the voicemails throughout the night, and a reminder about the polls and when they close. 7 p.m. Eastern, which was 20 minutes ago. Georgia, Indiana, Kentucky, South Carolina, Virginia, and Vermont. The polls all close there. 7:30 Eastern. These are all Eastern times. I don't know why we have to use the times in that garbage time zone where the sports games start at like midnight and you can never stay up and watch one before work. Anyway, 7:30 Eastern time. Another important swing state in here. North Carolina, Ohio, West Virginia. Then a big one, 8 p.m. Eastern. Alabama, Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, Illinois, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Mississippi, Missouri, New Hampshire, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Tennessee. Obviously, Pennsylvania is going to stand out in that group. Pay attention to New Hampshire. There is a chance. I don't even know that I should say there's a chance. Trump's team thinks they have a chance to take New Hampshire. If you're one of those people looking for early indicators, how this thing's going to go, how's it going? I'm not saying we have to win New Hampshire to win the presidency. I'm not saying that at all. But if we win New Hampshire, it's very difficult to believe Donald Trump is going to lose the election. So that's something to watch out for. Just want to make sure everyone's looking. If you're watching me do the radio show on the simulcast, you may notice that I have a cheeseburger and fries here. This is from, well, it's a little place I like to call Heaven, also known as In-N-Out Burger. You see, Chris, I'm not going to deal with your attitude right now. In-N-Out Burger is delicious. Anyway, my lovely wife, Aubrey, she decided to go to In-N-Out Burger, and she brought me a cheeseburger and fries. Maybe you're sitting there thinking, yeah, but you can't eat that on the air. And that's where you would be wrong. I most definitely can eat that on the air, and it's delicious. And I want everyone to know that Jewish producer Chris has such disdain for In-N-Out Burger, he didn't even order something, and it was free. Do you have any idea? You have any idea what it takes to get Chris to turn down free food? Really, anything free. You could offer Chris free used toilet paper, and he would probably take it. I mean, free is, you say free, it's like someone's in a desert dying of thirst, and you offer them a fresh glass of water. When you say the word free, Chris's entire world lights up, and he was offered a free cheeseburger and fries from the greatest fast food cheeseburger and fries you can get your hands on. And he turned it down. How embarrassing for you, Chris. How embarrassing for you. Hello, Jesse. Would I be accurate if I said a vote for Kamala Harris is a pro-Palestine and anti-Israel, therefore anti-American at the same time, asking for a friend? Okay, so you understand what happened with the Democrats in Israel, right? here's what happened. For the longest time, they took Jewish votes in the country for granted because two-thirds of Jews just voted Democrat every single time in the country. But something was happening behind the scenes. It's actually it's what has happened to the entire Democrat Party. What I'm about to say, it actually doesn't have anything to do with Israel, really. The Democrat Party has been changing right in front of your eyes, right in front of my eyes, even if we didn't fully realize it and accept it. The Democrat Party was not always the America Sucks Party. If you know an older Democrat, they don't hate the country most of the time. Sometimes they do. You get to one of these East Coast strongholds. Sometimes they do. But most of the time, they're blue-collar types, maybe a retired firefighter. But while those people were still voting Democrat every time, a real strain of communism, of demonic communism, was beginning to grow on America's university campuses. And these young communists, they don't have anything in common with JFK. To be honest, they don't have anything in common with a guy even like Bill Clinton, who I'm obviously not a big fan of. They hate this place. And there is a view, this goes actually along why they opened up the border. Why would you do that? Part of the reason they do that is communists believe in burning everything down because they believe if someone has something, they only have it at the expense of the person who does not. So when it comes to immigration, why would they throw open the borders and let all these barbarians here? Well, they don't think it's right that we have a sovereign, good country of citizens. Because after all, these barbarians who come from all over the planet, they should be able to completely pick apart the carcass of this country if they want, and you shouldn't be allowed to stop them. That's how they think. When it comes to Israel, why are so many Democrats, especially young Democrats, the numbers are overwhelming. If you are a young Democrat, you profess undying love for Palestine, and you hate Israel. Why? Is it because they know something about it? Do they know anything about the history about it? Or is it even because they hate Jews? It's really actually not that. I mean, there's some of that, of course, but it's really not that at all. In fact, it doesn't even have anything to do with Palestine. Israel in that area is the most modern, wealthiest, civilized country in the area. They represent civilization in a place that has been rocky for quite some time. For a communist to have a modern, wealthy, safe, civilized society, that means you're evil. It's actually not pro-Palestine. It's not anti-Jew. It's anti-civilization. And that strain is slowly but surely taking over the entire Democrat Party. They hate civilization. The same people who open the borders, they're the same people who pretend to be pro-Palestine. They don't give a crap about Palestine or Palestinians at all. It's anti-civilization. The great destroyers. The destroyers of everything. All right. Do some more emails, maybe some voicemails. I'm going to eat my cheeseburger and more. Next.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on Election Day. Put a smile on your face, and we have an update. Not exactly a world-shaking update by any stretch of the imagination, but I promised you updates as the results came in, and they came in for West Virginia. West Virginia, courtesy of Barack Obama, has gone from a blue state to one of the reddest states in the union, and they already called the race for Trump in West Virginia. Now, I need to explain something for you hardcore politicos. This may be a little too dumbed down for you, but everyone gets into politics at different times. So I just want to explain a couple basics about tonight as you're watching things come in and how and why they call races. All right. So let's power positive thinking this whole thing. Let's say Donald Trump is going to win Virginia. Not sure if that's going to happen, but let's say he does. Maybe tonight you'll be hate watching CNN or something like that so you can watch all the commies cry up there. Maybe you'll be hate watching CNN and you'll see with 44% of the vote in, they called West Virginia. And they called Virginia. This didn't happen. Again, this is a made-up scenario. Don't get excited. With 44% of the vote in, Virginia has been called for Donald Trump. And you're looking and you see Donald Trump, he's not even up in Virginia. He's down 48 to 47. And maybe you're sitting there looking at that saying, how could they call that? How could they know? Well, they know, people who dig into elections, they know which areas have reported. You see, all the areas don't report. Every county doesn't report at the same time or the same pace. In Arizona, the biggest county, the county where Phoenix is, Maricopa County, they're the slowest county in the state. They're going to report a lot slower than the other counties. So anyway, they know which counties report and they know generally which way most counties are going to go, whether or not they're red or they're blue. So when there is a call in the race and the numbers aren't adding up to you, how could they call it for Trump when there's only 5% of the vote in? Well, they know where the votes that are still to be counted, they know where they're coming from, and they know generally how those votes are going to land. And that is why you're going to see so many calls of this and calls of that. And I will say, as much as we have complained about networks calling this, Fox News got a bunch of crap for calling Arizona probably too early, if we're being frank, when Trump lost to Biden there. But I don't remember, trying to think, I'm sure it's happened, but I don't remember a time in my lifetime of studying politics, which is, I was in my 20s when I started, so 20 years. I don't remember a time in my political life where I saw a network, even the gross ones, call a race and then have to reverse it because it looks so bad. It looks so unprofessional for them. So in general, if they're calling it, if you see them calling a race, they probably know. So that's what you're going to see tonight. And when we say this has been called, it's because somebody called it. Let's do some voicemails.
Hey, Jesse. My name's Tammy, and I am doing my civic duty by heading to the polls this morning at 6 a.m., and I'm going to be there till at least 8 or 9 p.m., balancing out, reconciling our votes, and doing my civic duty. So please, everyone, please come out and vote today.
That's how you save a country. Lady gave up her entire day, hours and hours and hours and hours, getting off the couch and getting involved. And again, credit to you if you got off the couch and you got involved. And for most people, there's still time. Maybe you're sitting there, maybe you're feeling a little guilt, maybe it wasn't you. Your phone still works, doesn't it? Look, if you have a PureTalk phone, they're on the same 5G network as the big guys. So now's the time to put that patriotic cell phone company to use in the business of patriotism. Text a friend with your PureTalk phone. Call a friend with your PureTalk phone. And you know the call will go through. And while you're doing all that, maybe on your way down to the polls, why don't you pick up the phone and dial pound 250 and switch to PureTalk if you haven't already. You can take that cell phone with your garbage cell phone company like Verizon, and you can speak on the phone for 10 minutes and switch. You keep your phone. You keep your number. You have time. Switch to PureTalk. Dial pound 250 and say Jesse Kelly. Speaking of getting involved, my buddy Ryan Gradusky, maybe this will give you a little extra motivation. He had this to say today.
History is made by people who show up, not by people who complain and yell at the television. Nothing you could do with that. If you go home, if tonight the election comes out, Kamala Harris has won, and you sit there and say, did I do everything that I could have done? Did I do anything to reach out to anybody? And if the answer is no, then you only have yourself to blame. People didn't take the country. You gave it up. And that is so important for men who have been told constantly to sit down. A woman is speaking, who's been told the future's female, that they don't have a place in it, who told that their children aren't their own, who have every institutional organization working against them constantly and telling them to speak speak softer, be more feminine, step aside for another group.
Get out there and do something about it. The communists are never going to give you power. You have to take it from them. They're never going to look at all the power they have and say, oh, this is unfair. Maybe I should share some of this. They don't have that way of thinking at all. Go take their power away. Jesse, I'm wondering why no one is talking about the reason Democrats are so pro-abortion with no limits. I believe their goal is to groom the American people into accepting population control, such as communist China. I don't know that you're necessarily wrong about that. But remember, Democrats are very, at least the modern ones today, they're communists. What are communists? We talk about it a lot. What did Solzhenitsyn call them? The enemies of humanity. They've been called anti-humans by many, 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 many people, including me. What it comes down to is when you have a society run by demons, and we're not the first one that's been run by demons, child sacrifice has always been part of it. In Phoenician societies, in the Aztec societies, in various societies throughout history turn into devil-worshipping societies, and the kids die because the kids are the most innocent. Yes, that's a good point, Chris. West Virginia, they also flipped a Senate seat. Now, this is not shocking to anyone paying attention, but remember Joe Manchin, he's the Democrat. He had that seat in Virginia. And then Joe Manchin announced he was retiring. He was done. He was giving it up. West Virginia's Republican Jim Justice, they already called it. Now, this is not surprising, but it is a pickup seat. Remember, the Democrats have the narrowest of narrow majorities in the Senate. And no matter what happens with the presidency in the coming days, sadly, it's not just tonight, there's a very, very, very good chance we will have the Senate because we are going to pick up a seat in West Virginia. We are going to pick up a seat in Montana. John Tester has been a Democrat in Montana. And there's this Navy SEAL Sheehy, believe me, he's going to disappoint you, but there's this Navy SEAL Sheehy running as a Republican up there, and he'll be a lot better than Tester is, and he is expected to win. He is comfortably ahead, at least in the polls. Now, that doesn't mean you sit out if you're listening to Montana. I know we have a bunch of people who do. Doesn't mean you sit out. Stand in line and make sure, because you never know. Remember, these are the psychopaths we're up against.
We're going down one of two very different paths by perhaps tomorrow morning.
Yes, and that's what if historians in the future are allowed to write books. And by the way, that question is open this morning. And if people are allowed to go on television and say what they think in the future, which again, that question is open this morning, in the future, historians are going to.
Go vote like you need to take these people out of power, because you do. All right, we need a little break from this. You know, remember the crazy guy? who told us like the end is near and all that stuff? Oh, he called back. You want some more? Hang on.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an election night, and I want to remind you that polls are closing in 10 minutes in Alabama, Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, Illinois, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Mississippi, Missouri, New Hampshire, New Jersey, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, and Tennessee, and we will continue updating you as things are coming in. I also have, I don't even know that I want to call it necessarily news, but I guess it's kind of news, and I know this kind of stuff interests you on election night because we're all here, we're all wanting updates. So one of the better election sites out there, and no, I'm not affiliated with them in any way, is Decision Desk. It's Decision Desk HQ. They're just really, really, really good at this stuff. Really good at the results, really good at predicting things. They just came out, this just happened right before we got back. They just came out and said there is a 69% chance, according to their model, that Trump is going to win Georgia. That is a big deal. If Trump wins Georgia, remember, here's what the Trump campaign strategy is. This is what you need to be looking out for, and then we'll get back to some other things here. We'll get to Crazy Guy. I know I promised you Crazy Guy. I'm going to get to him. Trump needs to hold the Sun Belt. He needs to sweep the Georgias and Arizonas of the world, those kind of southern Sun Belt swing states. And his chances in those states have looked really, really strong. His polling, his team has felt he's looked strong there. So the idea, the thinking is the path back to the White House for Trump is sweep the Sun Belt states where he does look strong. And then if he does that, he only needs one of the big three. The big three being Michigan, Pennsylvania, or Wisconsin. That was a long-winded way of saying, unless there's some surprise in the Sun Belt, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, those are the three states you need to glue your eyeballs to tonight, because those are going to be the states that very likely determine who's going to the White House. If Kamala Harris holds all three of those states, yeah, there's a path to victory, but it's not really a likely one, because if he loses all three of those states, then he would have to break off, you know, the New Hampshires and New Mexico's. He'd have to get all those. It's not likely. So again, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, stay on it, because there are already some things going on in Wisconsin. We're not going to know Wisconsin most likely tonight. All right, Crazy Guy Part 3. He called. We had to cut it up a little and edit out some cuss words, but here he was.
Now what, Chris? Can you do that? That's 528. That's healing frequency. Yeah, Jesus gonna save.
Hold on. I feel like I can do that. Hold on, Chris. What are you saying I don't have healing frequency? Listen to this again.
Now what?
Wah. Chris, I'm doing it. I am so. No, what do you mean? It's too low. And it's not. Wah. Look at that. Are you? I can see you healing right now in front of my eyes, Chris.
Wah. Now what, Chris? Can you do that? That's 528. That's healing frequency. Yeah, mm-hmm. Jesus going to save you. Gnash your teeth and say Jesus. Because there's no J in the Hebrew or the Greek. They made up the J-hook like 500 years ago and took away your supernatural power. Yeah, that's why you have to have a pea shooter.
Is he saying you had supernatural power, Chris? Is this because you're Jewish, or is he talking to me? One of us, I feel like one of us has supernatural powers and we lost them, which is devastating.
You have no power. I got fiery angels in a camp about me. Yeah, bud. What do I need a gun for, big shot? You're still in the sandbox, boy. You better read your Bible. You need to get to the higher plane. He's not telling you what socks to put on in the morning. You're not there yet, bud. You got to be supernatural power, Pat.
The Jewish people lost their supernatural powers, and that's why you need IFCJ now to support them. Because this guy, he just informed us that their supernatural powers were taken away 500 years ago. Chris, I don't know what you people did to deserve it, but you lost those. And so now the IFCJ has to be the superpowers for the people of Israel as they're under attack. Because they can no longer deflect rockets with their minds, they need bomb shelters. Because bullets don't bounce off of them anymore, they need flak jackets. The International Fellowship of Christians and Jews is here to take up the slack for the loss of superpowers. Go help them in any way you can. Call them, 888-488-IFCJ, or go to supportifcj.org. Without superpowers, it's the only chance they have. Go do what you can. Hi, Jesse. My name is Sarah, and I'm a 42-year-old single woman who lives in the free state of Florida. I'm also an English teacher and a history teacher to 7th through 12th graders. Though I don't have a family of my own, maybe someday if God allows. Oh, lady, you're going to get a family. Trust me. Any dime out there teaching kids, somebody's going to scarf you up. I feel so privileged to be able to pour my life into my students and share my passion, especially for history, with them. Your history segments are always so interesting to listen to, and I enjoy sharing them with my students, obviously taking all the credit for knowing the information. You are truly an inspiration. I'm so thankful to have your show to help me get through my day. Thank you for always speaking the truth. Well, she has wonderful taste, Chris. Wonderful taste. Don't shake your head, Chris. Don't shake your head. I'm still angry about the literally thing from the Harris campaign manager. So let's focus on something good. This is former VP press secretary Mark Lauder on CNN. Listen to this.
The math doesn't work. The Democrats are down 1.7 million early votes in the battleground states. In urban areas, they are down 1.4 million votes in the battleground states. Among women voters, rural voters have overperformed early by 300,000. Democrats have to win their races early. Republicans generally win them on election day. And the margins don't add up right now for the Democrats in any of these battleground states.
This is part of why I'm so hopeful. And part of why I'm in such a good mood. I'll tell you, remember when I lost my congressional races, plural? You know, I lost to Gabrielle Giffords by 4,000 votes. Did you know that I crushed her on election day? Demolished her. But she won so many early votes, she ended up with more votes than I did. That's how it's always gone with Democrats. They win the early vote, and then Republicans win election day votes, and they come hopefully all the way back. That's the idea. We're going to go into election day. We're going to be down. Now we're going to get those election day votes and come all the way back. The numbers right now are amazing. And I don't want to count my chickens. And we are going to tell you as the results come in, and we're going to keep you updated on all this stuff. But from the other side of this, setting issues aside and everything else, if you're a Democrat right now looking at the numbers, you're looking at the people who voted. I'm not talking about poll numbers. Forget poll numbers. That's over now. Now it's about getting the votes out. If you're a Democrat looking at the numbers of Democrats versus Republicans, you are petrified right now. Because as of right now, what time is it? I have to do Eastern time. It's 7:57 Eastern, even though I don't live in that garbage time zone. It's 7:57 Eastern time. If you're looking at the numbers right now and you're a Democrat, the numbers of people who have voted, it looks like it's going to be a bloodbath for you. Not a loss, a bloodbath. And a bloodbath means not just the presidency. You get wiped out of the Senate, wiped out of the House, and you maybe lose a bunch of races in purple states you weren't supposed to. Anyway, we still have another hour. Hang on.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.